All 50 U.S. states have relaxed at least some of their restrictions concerning coronavirus. But as the 2019-2020 school year winds down, a lot of questions are being raised, not only about summer learning loss, but about what happens in the fall. The guidance from the White House says that American schools can reopen in states that have seen a lasting decrease in new COVID-19 cases and whose hospitals aren't overloaded with patients. It also says there should be no sign of a rebound of COVID-19 in these states. The guidance from the Centers for Disease Control says that schools should be ready to screen everyone for COVID-19 symptoms, carry out extensive disinfecting, help people keep their distance from each other, and have a response plan with health officials in place if someone on campus catches coronavirus. But in many cases, the final decision on this will be up to the school districts themselves. Certain schools in Montana and Idaho have reopened, while other states have said distance learning could continue in the fall. Critics of schools that reopen at this point say they're putting students and their families at risk for coronavirus. Supporters say teachers and students want to get back in the building and that the school's prepared to reduce the risk. The number of coronavirus cases differs from state to state. The rules that are still in place differ from state to state. So it's just too early to know what the country's education landscape will look like in the fall. And it's possible that any plans that are in place could change.